Thank you for holding. This is Morgan, the supervisor on the floor speaking. How can I help you?
Yes, this is Gary Broadbent. I was just speaking with one of your people from your customer service, and I was frauded on this deal, and I want it taken care of. I did not sign up for whatever the hell it was. I got on there. You got a thing on Facebook that advertises that it's Home Depot's 45th anniversary, and if you answer their four questions, you can win a Makita drill for $2, or you'll get a Makita drill for $2, and then it asks you for the shipping, and I put all the stuff in. I was supposed to be $3 total. Now you've billed my card for $59 and something for this monthly club thing that I did not give you permission to build my car for, period. And then the lady told me that, well, you're not getting the drill, you're just getting entered into a contest. And that's not what it says. Now, and I told her, I said, I want every penny of that off of my card today. And she said, well, I've taken it off. She gave me a confirmation number. She says, it's going to take 3 to 5 days. That ain't good enough. I want it off there right now because this is fraud. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Everything about it was a lie. And like I said, I never gave you permission anywhere to sign me up for no club and take any money on my card for a club. So I want it handled now.
Yes,
does that make sense?
Can I get your first and last name?
Yes, my first name is Gary. My last name is Broadbent.
Your mailing address?
362 North, 100 West, in Tooele, Utah.
Yes, and I did see there was a contest entered for the Makita drill. You'd have to be enrolled in Bites Hub. That's stated throughout the website. You also would have had to agree that you read and understood those terms and conditions. This account was canceled and refunded. A refund takes 3 to 5 days to post.
It did not say any of that, and it did not say anything about me giving you permission anywhere to take money for some kind of club thing, period.
I do apologize. Our terms and conditions might have been overlooked, but you would have had to agree that she read
it. There was no terms and conditions there for me to read. And like I said, it wasn't advertised as a contest to win the drill either. It said all I had to do was fill that out. And if I was eligible, I'd get the drill. And it said I got the drill. And it said it'd be $3. And then all of a sudden, I see this other deal, and I call up to find out, and she's telling me that you billed me $59 and something. Well, that's illegal, period. I didn't sign anything to tell you you could bill my card that anywhere. No place at all. You done it illegally.
Yes, sir.
And I'm not waiting three to five days. I will turn you into Visa. I just booted my computer up. I'm going to report this to Facebook because that's where you're advertising it, and it's fraud. No ifs, ands, or buts about it.
Yes, sir. I'm sorry you feel that way. The terms and conditions are on the website. We've already issued the refund. We don't have any control of the refund process.
There was no terms and conditions on there for me to read, ma'am. None.
Yes, sir. I'm sorry you feel that way. The account was canceled. The refund will get posted in 3 to 5 days. We have no control over that.
Okay, well, I'll guarantee you, I'm turning this into Facebook because what you got going on there is fraud, and what you're doing is against the law. You got no right billing people's cards for something they don't give you permission to bill for.
Yes, sir. You've already stated that you did try to claim that Makita drill. That's a contest entry. It's stated on the website.
And like I said, the website didn't say it was a contest entry. Maybe you ought to take a look at. I'm sure you know what it says. And I'll bet you anything, I'm not the first person to call you about it either.
Yes, sir. We do know what the website says, which is how we know
it
says it's
an out and out lie.
I'm sorry you feel that way.
It's not that I feel that way. It's a fact. That's what it is. It didn't state any of that stuff you're saying.
Yes, sir. The fact
I'll guarantee you, and I guarantee I can go right back on there right now, and it won't state any of that because it's not there. May I get your name so I can give it to the attorney?
It's Morgan.
Morgan? Do you have a last name? Do you have a last name, Morgan?
No.
All right. Well, like I said, I'm going to turn this in because this is wrong. And you people don't live up to what you're doing. You're just running a scam, and you know it. And I'm not trying to be rude with you. I know you just work there, but you know as well as I do, this is a damn scam.
And we'll apologize for the way the refund will be posted in 3 to 5 days.
When they start taking money from people's cards that they have not been given permission to take, that's against the law, and that's out-and-out fraud. And there was nothing there. There was nothing there, and there's still nothing there to give you permission to take money for some damn kind of club or anything. There was nothing there for me to sign it. Not only that, there wasn't even anything there for a price there, period. So how in the hell can your company be doing stuff like that?
It's on the website in the terms and conditions.
It is not on the website in any terms and conditions.
Yes, sir. We do, again, apologize if you feel that way. The refund will be posted in 3 to 5 days.
All right. Well, it better be posted, and I'll tell you what, you're going to hear, because I'm going to turn this in to the credit card companies, and I'm, like I said, I'm on putting a complaint in with Facebook right this minute, because this is a fraudulent thing, and you keep talking about terms and conditions that are not on Facebook, that are not on the damn thing that I just did for the drill, and it didn't say it was a contest either. So the whole thing's a damn fraud, and your company's probably a fraud.
Probably
totally with everything you do. Well, it's not that I feel that way. It's a fact.
It wouldn't be a fact.
I know what I just read and what I just seen, and this is all illegal. So thank you for all your help then. If you can't do nothing today, but I promise you Monday morning at 9 o'clock, I'll be at the banks filing problems with them. And I'm turning it into Facebook right this minute, and I'll see where else I can go with it. And
yes, you can file that with your bank, and they would tell you that it would be posted in 3 to 5 days because you've already issued it.
Yes, they'll maybe tell me that, but they will do the paperwork, and Visa will come after you guys.
Yes,
and you know it as well as I do.
We've already issued
like
the refund,
said,
so there would be no reason for them to come out that for us.
And Facebook will be coming after you. Well, there'll be a reason if I have to go see an attorney because it's fraud. They will be coming after your company for that because it's out-and-out fraud. When you start taking money for something that somebody never give you any permission to take, and for they don't even know what the hell it is, and you never had a box there to check that I accept it or anything else, that's fraud, ma'am. And it don't take anybody with any kind of brains to figure that out. It's just out-and-out thievery, period. So thank you for your time. And
thanks for all your customer support. Have a great day.